Yo, what's up? It's your boy, the Dean. We're about to go live. As y'all can see, we get ready to go live on there, man. Why don't y'all go ahead and fuck with your boy and join me so we can talk about it. Best way to keep a woman interested, man. Peace. Check. Yes, sir. What's up, yo? To all my dogs out there, it's your boy, the Dean. Class is in session. Shout out to all the Meat Pill community guys. Much love to you. Ladies out there, you know who you are. What's up, girl? What's up? Hey, how y'all doing? I'm the Dean. Class in session, guys. This is the Man Mindset. We're going to be here for a minute chopping it up, guys. Any questions y'all have or anything like that, just want to let y'all guys know before we get into the show, gentlemen and ladies. I wanted to say for all you guys out there, go ahead and like, subscribe, hit the notification button to get updates on the show. And that's one thing we do, man. Shout out to all the guys out there. Always remember what we do right here is 100% authentic, 100% guaranteed. And nobody is talking about what we're going to be talking about today. So remember that. Nobody's going to be talking about it. We're going to be showing you guys out here the best way to keep a woman interested in you. And I got something for you that nobody's going to be breaking down and talking about. So go ahead, guys. We ask all you guys out there to go ahead and get your crayons out. Go ahead and get your crayons out. Go ahead and, like I always say, gentlemen, crayons out. Ask questions. Put a Q if you got a question. T if you want to text me. Call in. We got you covered. We want to do everything we motherfucking can to give you a step ahead of everybody in this motherfucking game. And that's what I'm saying. We're going to go deep into your mind and we're going to break down things in your mind that is going against your reality and against your perception. So we ask all you guys to wake up and go ahead and soak up what we're about to talk about. Also, as I always say, if you want to be a student of the game, you want to learn the game, we are the only ones on YouTube that tell you what to do. Go to Hobby Lobby, Michaels, Amazon, Target, Walmart. Go get a 100-piece puzzle set. Get that puzzle set, guys. And I'm telling you, go home, gentlemen. Dump the pieces where you want to put together. Throw the box away and begin a process of something that nobody but us are teaching you on YouTube. There's nobody teaching that. So I just want to give y'all guys a shout out, guys. Shout out to all my people out there. Appreciate all you guys. Let's get it. So let's talk or say. So this is going to sound crazy. And gentlemen, I just want to show. Sometimes I like to show y'all, not to show everything, but this is kind of like, this is what I'm going off of in my mind. Okay. So this is what I'm going off of to break down to you guys. And if I'm going too fast or anything like that, please just ask a question. There are no dumb questions on this show. Okay. There's only people that don't make moves. That's dumb. Anyway, the problem that people are having today, and I want to talk about this because, you know, like what I love to do is always break it down to show you the why. Okay. Because so many of you guys out here who are not students of the game, some of you guys out here who have been taking in bad information, some of you guys are following just basic information, okay? But it still doesn't stop you from having awkwardness and being shy and being apprehensive when you see a woman, okay? And when guys are like this and everything, okay, when they want to connect with a woman, but they just don't know how to connect with a woman, all of a sudden they start to trip out. They start to feel some things and they start to become afraid of social situations. They start to worry about what they think. And as that happens, that drains them a lot, because when you're worried about what the woman is thinking or what the woman is going to say, what's going to happen is your interaction with her is going to really do something to you that set everything backwards. See, what happens is when you are not locked in on who you are, when you are not locked into your core that we talk about, when you're not locked into your fingerprint that we talk about, when you're not locked into your laws, your rules, your codes, your mission statement, your legacy statement, when you're not locked into your scribe, when you're not locked into your marketing team, your studio, your culinary school, all these things, when you're not locked into being romantic, kinky, dirty, nasty, sexy, smooth, sensual, sexual, when you're not locked into these things, all of a sudden what you begin to do is go away from yourself and you begin to seek acceptance and approval from women. And as long as you start to accept acceptance from women and all this other stuff, then what happens is, hold on guys, Steve, are men really secure if they end up with a bi woman? Well, this is as an ex-gigolo and a whore, I was lucky enough to make a state of acclaim as a lesbian myself. I really love and adore bisexual women, because it stretches out sexuality. Yeah, there's nothing greater than watching two women get together and to have a woman like give you a birthday present, blindfold you before you walk in the door, and have another woman in the bed, stuff like that. Yeah. So no, it's. I think women that that are bisexual and a man has a problem with that, you should never have a problem with that, because eventually, not only will your woman want to watch you sleep with somebody, but she'll also eat some pussy for you, and they will do a lot of nasty things. So no, there's nothing wrong. I think that comes part of being a man. Because you're pushing women beyond their element of what they see sexuality. Now, some women do have bisexual tendencies, but some women don't. But what happens when you get with a man, you begin to allow her to explore her body and some of those curiosities that she wanted to have with somebody else. There are women, and I don't like talking about high school, let's go to college. There are women right now that are curious about other women. They find other women beautiful. They're curious about kissing them, curious about touching them. So it doesn't make them a bad person. But what happens is, because society shames them so much, they lock themselves in. And what we do is we allow them to lock themselves out. And again, as a lesbian myself, I have no problem with that. I have no problem with that. No problem being a lesbian. Anyway, let me continue what I was saying. Sorry, guys. I love that shit. But as I was saying, though, for so many of you guys out here, when you are not locked into who you are, all of a sudden you begin to seek acceptance and approval from the woman. And through that domino effect, you will become fearful because of being judged by women. And if a woman says no to you or has a boyfriend or something, you're going to feel criticized. You're going to feel humiliated. You're going to feel rejected. You're going to feel embarrassed. You're going to feel all these things. So sometimes you walk on eggshells when you try to talk to a woman. But the problem is these are not even the problem to make a woman interested in you. See, what you guys don't realize is that you guys are all in crayon time. Well, I want to answer. I got the answer, but I kind of want to break more down before I was about to give you the answer and everything. But what I'm saying is that when you guys out there feel these things, run away from yourselves, and you get around a woman, what happens is you yourself begin to have a false sense of a not your reality. Okay, I want y'all to think about this. Okay, guys. All right, guys. Please do this. Draw a circle and a circle and draw a circle around that circle, okay? So draw a circle and a circle and then draw a circle around that circle, okay? And I'm going to show y'all something, okay? So just draw a circle and draw a circle and then draw a circle around both those circles, and I'm going to show you what happens for a lot of you guys, because no one really talks to you guys about this information. So what happens is, okay, the first circle, let's say circle to the left, put M for male, and then W for woman, okay? And then the circle around that, okay? Just have a circle around that. So what I want to show you is basically what happens is that when you begin to judge and you begin to worry, what happens is your perception starts first of the first judgment. Now, you begin to judge yourself first of who you are, what you can do. Then once you see a woman, you go into the second judgment of saying, wow, it's a woman. She's beautiful. She's sexy. She'll never be with me. And then what that will do, see, that's the false first thing is you is the false perception. The second false perception is the one that you have the woman. But then it goes to the third one. See, you always, you, I mean, people always talk. See, y'all understand about dimension, like first, second, third, fourth, fifth, sixth, eight dimensions. And, you know, wait a second. I want y'all to hear something. I want y'all to hear something. Now, this is going to sound crazy. I want to play this real quick because it's not that I'm team Kanye or anything like that. But remember I told you there are things you know, there are things you don't know. Then there are things you don't even know that you don't even know. And I'm always, and the thing about us is we're on some other shit. But Kanye West said something that most people don't even understand. Yeah, it's because, okay, before I get to this all connects. But he's, people think he's crazy because how his mind is, that how he thinks in the terms in the future. I'm going to let y'all hear. I got to let y'all hear this because I want to connect something to this. This is all connected, guys. So give me a second. Let me pull it up and I will play it for you guys. I want y'all to hear this. This is very important. Let me see if I turn this shit up. I want y'all to hear this. This is very, very fucking important. Very important. All right, here we go. Listen to this, guys. Listen to this. Here we go. Listen to this. Listen. I'm sorry. All right, so let me start right. See, and again, and this is connecting to everything I'm talking about. See, y'all don't understand about the man and freedom and how men are, we're in the present, but we're not actually in our present because you guys are, you're not in your present. And for these guys I'm talking about, see, most guys are not stuck in the present. They're stuck in the past where men live in the present. They're stuck in the present, but they live for the future. And it's not the future as I can read what's going to happen tomorrow in the world, but it's the future of the new you that pushes them forward. And I want to be able to talk about this because this is part where a lot of people go wrong. A lot of people, have problems in the game and they really don't understand why it is the women never become interested in them. Because when you are stuck in your past and you have all these limiting beliefs and all this other stuff, and you get around a woman, this is very important for y'all guys to understand, is that a lot of you guys are selling emotion. You're not selling an experience. All you're doing is selling her. Getting with me is going to be a boring thing. It's going to be a thing of problems. It's going to be a thing of insecurities. It's going to be a thing of me handcuffing you. It's going to be a world of me judging you. It's a world, and I need you to validate me. I need you to make me feel good. And see, this is where a lot of women do not become interested, because once they realize that you're selling your feelings first and they see what kind of experience you were able to give them, what you're technically selling them is a bad experience totally. And this is why women are not ever going to be interested in most of you guys, because the emotions doesn't come from the woman. What most of y'all guys understand, the emotions actually come from a lot of you guys on how you feel. And as I was telling you before, a lot of you guys, because of your limiting thoughts and because of your limiting beliefs, because you are insecure, because you have traits that show her that you're always going to be in your feelings. So by being in your feelings, that means things that she's going to do is going to move you. If she is not able to see you, you're going to feel some kind of way. If she's able to see you, you're going to feel some kind of way. So basically, how you think and how you move is going to be predicated to that woman. And a lot of women don't want that kind of responsibility. They don't want to be this your main source of what you perceive is happiness. And for so many guys out there, they don't understand that this is not good for you, because I want you to grow. That's what we do here. We try to do everything we can to get you to grow and find your core, okay? But what happens is most of you guys try not to grow, because when you get into social situations, you avoid those things. So many guys, now I do have some guys that did the Halloween thing, and I'm proud of you, but I have a lot of you that didn't, because a lot of you guys, because of loneliness, sadness, regret, depression, isolation, and all these things that you have concocted in your mind, most of you guys out here will never have the confidence to show a woman nothing more than the same emotions that she's feeling. And what happens is if a woman notices that she's feeling the same thing from you that she feels in herself, why would a woman want to be with a anchor or a weight of an individual that actually will worship or follow her when she is looking for leadership? You know, she's looking for somebody to lead her, to push her forward, to show her that I'm a little bit different. But you cannot do that, because most of you guys are all your decisions, unfortunately, and all your actions that you take are predicated to how you feel. So when you see a woman, see, you're not selling yourself. You can't sell yourself, because one has to know himself in order to sell himself. So because you don't know yourself, what you're selling her are feelings. You're selling her thirst. You're selling her neediness. You're selling her desperation. You're selling her a person that doesn't have an imagination. You're selling her a person that doesn't have a sense of adventure. You know, you're selling her a person that cannot make her smile, that cannot make her laugh, that cannot make her think. And so what happens is she has to ask herself, do I really want to deal with this? Because a lot of women are going through a lot of things. It's just what they're going through. But what happens is that you guys are so busy trying to sell what you feel versus trying to sell you. But one cannot sell himself when one is living the wrong way. A man should never move off of feelings. Feelings is something that a man should never do, but the majority of you guys out there will move on feelings. You will move on what you feel. But when you see the thing that you feel, what you feel, you don't realize most of you guys sell feelings. And you can't sell a feeling to a woman. It doesn't work that way. And most of you guys are selling these things. So then as you sell these things, what kind of experience are you actually saying? Okay, I'm going to be friends. I'm going to be, I'm going to be nice and kind and thoughtful and all this other stuff. I don't understand. It's just not weird. But see, when you're a man, you never sell feelings first. You sell experiences. And she gets caught into the emotional whirlwind. See, that's why a lot of guys like us are fucking a lot of women, because we're not selling an emotion. We're selling an experience that creates an emotion that changes up the game. See, when as a man, when you are locked in who you are, I don't have any fucking feelings of shit. You're not gonna see like hard eyes in my fucking eyes and all that blushing and, you know, I care about you type bullshit. That's why y'all guys go wrong right now, because you're trying to sell a fucking feeling versus an experience. Two totally different things. Because the experience that I'm selling is that I'm going to take your emotions beyond the point where you're at, versus the guy that's going to keep her bounded to where she's at. That's going to show her that I cannot grow, I cannot move, and all this other stuff. They cannot do that. And this is the problem that so many people are having today when it comes to game, because most of these guys are not looking at these things, man. They don't understand that your social skills that you have with yourself should be able to be the thing that comes first. Feelings should not come first. You're not a woman. You're not built to move like that unless you are up under a woman and take on the personalities of a woman to have some kind of a feeling. I don't need to feel anything because I know what the fuck I can do. When I see her, I can sell. If y'all listen, I put out, I think it was yesterday, I put out the interview I had with the guy I went to high school. And you see, I was a bad motherfucking high school. I was just nailing him left and right. I can go back. I remember fifth grade messing with sixth and seventh grade girls. Sixth grade, seventh, eighth, ninth. Eighth grade, ninth grade, 10th grade, 11th grade sometimes, and a little bit older, and going on and so forth. I was always pushing my boundaries of what I am, not being boxed into how I fucking feel when I see a woman. I don't do that, and nor should you, because the journey that I take is beyond just thought and is beyond feeling. I know what I bring to the table. That's why most of you guys are failing in this, because most of you don't know what you're bringing to the table. Most of you guys out here don't know to show a woman that, you know what, with me, I can give you an experience. And the experience I give you, let me stop moving the camera, sorry guys. The experience I give you, the experience I give you is something you're going to keep peeling back. Every layer and every door that you open is going to open a million more doors that you will not be able to handle, where you are not. Then once you get the experience, that's when the emotion is tied into the experience, where she becomes hooked on you. So that's where the interest in is. But see, here lies the problem. You guys are selling dick. That is all you're trying to sell is, how can I, you're not trying to sell dick. You're trying to sell, how can I convince you to open up your legs? That's all you have. How can I convince you to sleep with me? How can I convince you to come over to my place? How can I convince you and you add anything? So that's the basis of what you guys have to offer. And here's the thing that's even terrible. Even if you did get a woman to your place because of a lack of experience, you do not know what to even do with the woman who is even with you, because you have not built it, because you're not looking at the game the right way. Now, everybody doesn't look at it, because so many people think that trying to work on themselves is not the way to go, I guess. They think that I shouldn't have to work on myself. I should just go ahead and wing it. And if I wing it, I guess I can get somebody. And the game just doesn't work that way. I wish it did work that way, but unfortunately, it doesn't work that way. Because most of you guys out here, everything that y'all guys are doing is doing more harm to you than good. Because here's the thing that, listen, see, most of you guys are so built on being average, it's amazing to me. And women do not want average. They can get above average from their dildo. You want to know why? Because at least they can connect a sexual thing to just a stiff dildo, still get off on that dildo, and still come off of that dildo. And that dildo doesn't have to say anything. But yet when they get with you a warm body, you guys are just not, you just don't really want this. There's no sense of urgency with you. And this is such an important thing when it comes to sense of urgency, okay? The sense of urgency that you have to have, and why it works so great, gentlemen, is because a sense of urgency shows her that you are laser focused on you. You're building, you're moving, you're not trying to show her that you're busy, or you're not trying to play this role that I've got a million things to do. But a woman can tell that you're either a man that's doing shit or you're a guy that's not doing shit. And what women fucking cream over, gentlemen, is a motherfucker that is all about him. Because a woman knows that. A woman, it's not that, but a woman knows this. A man that is 100% focused on himself and he's all about himself, man, what would it be like if he shifts that focus onto you? A man that's always moving and doing things. And I'm not trying to say, well, for you guys out there, pretend like you're doing something like y'all always do, or act like, or fake it and all these other stuff, because there's nothing in the cover. A man is busy, but women understand. I love chopping up with my dogs and everything. You know, every time I call them, the first thing is, you know, what's up, blah, 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 blah. You know, I just got done seeing old girl, da, 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 da. You know, it's been about 3 weeks. It's been this, but she was so excited to see me and all. It's like good catch-up time, because what these women understand is that they know that the man that they're messing with, when they mess with a real man, is that he's really busy, and he's busy with his life, but he's also busy with other women. And what's crazy is, they understand their spot. They understand what they're doing, and they're allowed to do whatever they want. And they'll meet, or there's some women that are so hooked on the man that they would just sit and wait. They would just sit and chill. And that's why I'm saying to y'all guys, see, we're not trying to be busy. We're just busy. It's because all of our focus is on creating and building and guiding and growing and moving and shaking and doing things that turn them on. Like what they see in us is like the, like, guys, what if you woke up tomorrow and you were a boss? What if you woke up tomorrow and you were an emperor? What if you woke up tomorrow and you're a king? What if you woke up tomorrow and you're like the CEO of your own company and shit? And you're no longer a regular old motherfucker, but instead, you're the top motherfucking dog of that company, corporation, kingdom, or what have you, man. That is driven by fucking passion and vision and who you are. Think about that. What if you guys thought about that for 1 second? I mean, think about that, okay? Instead of viewing yourself as a regular employee or something who follows somebody else's standards at the job, rules at the job, and all the other stuff. What if you could wake up and be the person that creates the standard, because you actually are the standard? What if you could create a mission statement that those that come into your world have to follow? And I don't mean, hold on, let me stop. This is not about getting pussy, guys, because that comes with game. So this ain't all this shit. I'm not saying all this shit to y'all get you pussy, because I'm showing you a conquering mentality. But I, what happens if you are actually the CEO? You are the owner of this one thing. What happens if you woke up tomorrow, gentlemen? You woke up tomorrow and you realize this is your company right here. That you were, this would be the logo on the building. This is your building. This would be your life. This would be your brand. This will be your company. This will be you. You were this, all these things, this will be you. You will never be defined by a title or anything like that. Instead, you're actually in full control of you. What would that be like, gentlemen? Can y'all imagine? What would that be? Now, listen, guys, not only what would it be like for you, can you imagine what would it be like for a woman to be around somebody who had that type of mindset? Do you know what they would give for something like that? Because that's the experience. Hold on, let me get this question right here. Steve, how to kiss a girl with ice cream on an ice cream. Hey, how to kiss a girl on ice cream. I mean, how smooth is that? How to smooth that to kiss her when you said her lips would taste better than ice cream than a spoon? Well, I always tell you the first thing you should set up is when you're on the date, you explain to the person at the ice cream parlor that you let them know that, hey, this is the person I met. You explain where you met him, and you know what? When I ask for that little spoon or whatever, that's when I'm going for the kiss. You sit there and walk, and you talk to her, and as you're talking and chilling with her and all that other stuff, and it's time to make that kiss, say, hold on, I'll be right back. Go get the ice cream and everything and say, you know, it's time. I gotta see. And, you know, it's been bugging me all night. I don't know, cookies and fucking cookie dough ice cream. Just give you an example. Like, fucking, most women love fucking, for some reason, cookie dough fucking ice cream. I don't know. But, you know, I like to try a little bit of your cookie dough ice cream, if that's okay. And you get a little bit of her cookie dough taste. And, all right, cool. That's how it tastes. Now let me see how it tastes on your lips. And you go lean in and go and put a kiss. That's all you got to do. It's not complicated, but y'all guys complicate it because a lot of y'all guys are not seeing the game for what it actually is. But as I was saying before, if you knew what experience actually was, experience is not taking her to dinner. Experience is not running around kissing her ass. That's not an experience. That's someone that's trying to sell her on begging, please like me. Please be interested in me. Please give me a chance. And I don't understand why y'all think the way you think. I'm not asking for a chance because I know I'm the thing that's, I know I'm the guy. I know I'm the man for you. It doesn't matter if I've got other women. I know I'm the man for you. So why would I, the my own emperor, my own king, why would I try to beg you to like me? What the fuck? Why would I do such a disservice to myself by trying to get a woman to like me? I don't want her fucking likes. I'll get it. She'll like me. Likeable motherfucker. But I don't even want her to be attracted to me. She'll be attracted to me. I'm a attractive motherfucker. I don't even want her to motherfucking love me. She'll fall in love with me because I am a lovable motherfucker to myself. So I'm like, well, have you met me before? Come on. What? She will fall in love. But that's not what it's about. What it's about is the experience that she's going to see that I am very transparent. But I'm so transparent, she's got to refocus her motherfucking perception to try to even understand where the fuck I'm coming from. Y'all see what I'm saying? I don't think y'all understand what I just said. To refocus. You see what I'm saying? You see, most women have a blurry focus of you guys because most women out there have a false sense of perception of what they want. That's in front of them. And then they're so used to you fake-ass motherfucker. That's another layer. So they will always have a blurred vision of an average guy. But as a man, the perception, I'm going to clear her fucking eyes and she's going to understand what a real man is, okay? But it's not what a real man is for me. It's showing her what it is to her based off of the experience. Now, guys, if y'all guys have a question, please put a Q in there. If you want to call in, lines are open. But this is what we're breaking down, trying to show y'all some game right here, trying to understand this. Because, see, as I always do, I, for me, just like you for yourself, the first thing you've got to understand, which you don't, this is the craziest thing about it. you never ever sat down and said to yourself, what does it look like? And I ain't talking about her pussy. I'm not talking about her ass. I'm not talking about her breasts and her body. See, that's why y'all go wrong, because you don't even know what it looks like to you. And that is, my brother, what is your name to you? And what does your name mean to you? And if you cannot figure those two things out, then how can you sell the experience of you to a woman? How can you even, see, you remember, guys, because y'all make everything about women, either y'all guys are one end, y'all always hate women, talk shit about women, or the other end, y'all so damn desperate and needy. I'm just guessing about you humans. I don't know how that shit works. But I ask you, if you're putting all your time, energy, effort to talk shit about women, or you're putting time, energy, and effort to try to find tricks to manipulate them and deceive them, well, here's the question I'm asking you. How much time do you put into your day-to-day operations for your fingerprint, your company, your kingdom, you being an emperor? How much are you actually putting into yourself? And a lot of people are not even putting anything into themselves, which is amazing to me. Most guys out here are not actually putting anything in to themselves, because they don't even understand what the success is supposed to look like. What is it? Not just what it looks like. What is the fucking definition of it? Meaning, what is the definition of you? Because once you know your definition, that's the thing she's going to start to put her detective on, because she's trying to see what actually defines you. When she goes past your body, if you have it or not, when she goes past your clothes, if you have them or not, if she goes past your height, if you have it or not, if it goes past your looks, if you have it or not, she wants to see what actually defines you as you. And you guys have no, and this is the beautiful thing about the game I'm showing you. Because 98%, take out of the gay dudes, no shot on you, it's just a man thing. But for 98% of you guys out there, this is why we win. This is why we win. Because I'm only here to define me. I define me by defining what my scribe is to me, what my culinary school is to me, what my film room is to me, what my warrior is to me, what my detective is to me, what my construction worker is to me, what my drug lab is to me, what my culinary school is to me, what my marketing team is to me. I define me for me. I don't define me for them, but they want to be defined, because finally, for the first time, they are walking around with no definition, because this man is not giving them fruit under their feet, not kissing their asses, and not actually running behind them. Shout out to my boy Russ out there. Thank you, Russ. I appreciate that, brother. Appreciate that. A question. And when we don't give a damn with the results at the end of the day, wait, am I missing the first question? Well, no, but see, this is the problem. I understand what you're saying, but here lies the problem, Steve. The problem is y'all are living a false lie by thinking hearing what I'm saying is your action. That's not your truth. That's not, you give a damn. And you don't understand it, but you actually give a damn. And that's why y'all motherfuckers will always lose, because you give a goddamn. You care about what other people think. You are judged, and your reality is based on what everybody says. Because I'm telling you this much, you know, hey, when you know it, they see it. There is a, you don't have to fake this shit. A woman will tell, oh, this motherfucker is about some other shit. He don't give a good goddamn about what I think about him. Like, wow, that's pretty intriguing. Let me see what defines this motherfucker. Versus, she can see right through you when you are trying to pretend to be something you actually isn't, and that's why it doesn't work. That's why it doesn't work for you people, because y'all are not students of this. You've got to be a student of this to know. Okay, what do you want to be known for? Now, y'all never even asked yourselves this question, but let me tell you what you want to be known for, and you don't even realize you want to be known for. Now, remember, limited beliefs, scared, worried, judgmental, worried about rejection, feeling some fucking kind of way. So what do you want to be known for? I'll tell you, and y'all guys don't even see how you fuck yourselves over. You want to actually be known for being a good guy, a nice guy, a great guy, a friendly guy, a guy that in your world thinks that this is what she wants to connect to, someone that is just sweet, and you know what, he's lovable, and you know what, he's all the, man, fuck no. Hell no. Absolutely not. But you guys are under this assumption that, you know what, you don't want to be an asshole, but you don't even know what a fucking asshole is. You don't even know what a bad boy is. You think a bad boy? I had to tell this other motherfucker on Facebook today. This motherfucker is just wearing shades inside of a house and sitting on the couch talking about he on his gas. That motherfucker, you don't even know what game is. But yet, that's what y'all guys do, y'all. Y'all think either wearing sunglasses mean you have game. If you got a nice leather jacket, you have game. If you ride a motorcycle, you have game. Or you're portraying a role, you have game, man. No, man. Because you know what? Women want to know what it feels like to be with you. They don't want to know what it feels like to hang out with you. But that's what all y'all guys are doing. Y'all want to hang out with the food. Y'all want to sit around, and y'all want to be cool with the food. And y'all want to sit around and be kind. And listen, I'm not, and please understand this. I am not saying cuss a woman out. I'm not saying being disrespectful to a woman or anything like that. I am not pushing any kind of disrespectful behavior to a woman that is going to make her feel some kind of way. That's not what I'm saying, but I'm saying you guys are a detriment to yourselves, because all you try to do is let me bring this call in. You try to please her by trying to please her first. Area code 216, sir, how can I help you, sir? What's up?
Hello, can you hear me?
Can you talk up a little bit? Let me turn down the music on my end. Oh, shit, what the fuck did I do? Oh, wait. Give me one second, sir. Let me turn down my music. Give me one second. Let me just turn the music down so everybody can hear. Hold on 2 seconds. Yeah, if you can just speak up a little bit, that would be great, sir. What's your question? How can I help you, sir? What's up? Hello, 216 going once. Hello, are you there?
Yeah, I'm there.
216 going. Yes. What's your question?
Yes. So I called you last time about the Halloween, the costume party. And the other two, I couldn't get into because I didn't have the money for, but I did buy one ticket for the other location that you told me about. And I walked in and there's barely any people in there. It's very loud music, but there's not people in there. It's not a lot. There's some older people.
Okay.
And I wanted to see if could you help me with if you can help me find something for tomorrow.
Look, you just Google where you're at, look up clubs, and just find it. I mean, do you ever go out? Do you ever go out?
I do.
So okay, do you go to, well, then the clubs you go to will have the costume parties all over the fucking place. Just look for it, big dog. Okay?
No, I'm not 21.
Well, then you can't get it. Okay, then kid, go to. All right, look. If you're a young little kid, you can't get into the good shit. Then you should be on the college. See, this is why you lose. And I say this with love. Why in the fuck aren't you on the college campuses where they have bulletin board information of meetups, costume parties, and Halloween parties. Why aren't you on the college campuses?
I didn't know about the college campuses, but I do my
school. Oh, man, all right, never mind. All right, you have a good day, so I don't want to hear it. Man, I can't. I don't understand y'all guys, man. Y'all, when is common sense going to come in, dog? If you're too young to get in some adult shit, then get your ass to the college campuses. That's where all the shit is going down. Jesus. It's crazy, man. Hagen, thank you, Hagen. Appreciate that. Let me see. You want a two-minute message reference, sex or win? Yeah, that's fine. That's fine, Tyler. That's fine. But what I'm saying to y'all guys, all y'all do is making, yes, y'all are doing is making excuses. Y'all aren't doing anything. And, oh, wait, let me see. Turn that down. Oh, let me put that up a little bit. And actually, what do y'all want to be known for? What do y'all want to be known for? Y'all, what is it that y'all are doing for yourselves to actually be known for? And y'all not even doing anything. Y'all are not thinking. You don't even know what success looks like for you. So how can she see someone successful? Success is a creative individual. My nose is itching, excuse me. Success is a creative individual that is creative. If I was that young man, I'd be on the college campuses. This is a slam dunk. I told you in fucking August, you get a new batch of women. And if you are talking to these women and you're on the college campuses and you're around the surroundings of the parties in the clubs around the campuses, you are a shoo-in to find something. But I ask you, you guys, you don't, what you want to be known for is you just want to be a good guy, because all y'all guys do is good guy things. And y'all expect to get bad, be bad, and have fun and all that other stuff. It doesn't work that way. Because all you guys all the time, you wanna know what y'all wanna be known for? You wanna be known for playing it safe. Sitting around and being understanding and forgiving her when you set up a date or something and she ghosts you, doesn't show up on time or something. You are forgiving. All you do is show generosity and all this other stuff. You wanna help someone in need. Oh, you need some extra money for your weave? Here you go. Oh, you need some extra money for your bills? Here you go. Oh, your phone bill is, oh, here you go. I want to be generous with you. And you guys, not like the good patient, but you guys are overly patient. You beat around the bush and walk on eggshells, waiting for the right time. You are like, I need the sun, the moon, and stars all to line up because that's the right time I'm going to make my move. And y'all wonder why y'all lose. Women don't like that kind of stuff. Y'all are always too positive for women. Y'all so positive. Just look at the other shoulder. It's going to be okay. Just pray enough or just meditate enough. Whatever you positive, nice guys say. Because you're always thoughtful, meaning that you're a goddamn rug. You allow a woman to walk all over your ass. And you think she likes you. Are you serious? Because you want to know why? Because success to you is the woman liking you. That's success. You want the woman to like you because if she likes you, that's one step closer to sleeping with her. And that's a million steps back because she likes her gay best friend. She likes the nice Tinder guy that can sit around and talk to her about that asshole that makes her pussy wet. But y'all want to be that guy. Y'all want to be nice. And y'all want to work with her. And y'all want to talk to her. Oh, y'all are consistently consistent on this. You're always that guy. When she's at the club, she needs a ride, you're right there to give it to her. When she needs to drive here or do something over there, you will drop everything you're fucking doing just to drive her around. Oh, I'm sorry. Just to get a hug, a thank you. You're sweet. You're kind. You're thoughtful. And the thing is, your problem is, you're too busy accepting women for, no, I got you 1 second. You're too busy accepting women for what they are to you. You accept them disrespecting you. You accept them yelling at you. You accept them using you and stuff like that. Let me get to this other call. Let me turn this down. 909, sir, how can I help you, sir? Let me see if I turn this up. 909, how can I help
Steve,
you, sir?
I wanted to ask you because you just recently, or you just now said you're being too positive. Now, I wanted to ask you, even though, yeah, regardless of the woman being disrespectful or whatever the fuck she's doing, like us as
No, wait, stop. Ain't no regard. Whoa, stop, sir. See, this is where you fucking go wrong. What do you mean regardless? Ain't no such thing as regardless. There's no such thing as regardless. There's your first, I'm going to let you finish what you're saying, but that's your first, what do you mean regardless? That means you allow disrespect regardless. There's no such thing as regardless, I mean, as a man, but please continue.
What I was going to say is, yeah, she can be regardless. I mean, she can be disrespectful, but I'm having a good day before I'm interacting with her. I'm having a good day. And then if I come over to her, she starts being disrespectful. She does whatever the fuck she does. That tells me that, yeah, I don't need to fuck with you more than this.
All right, sorry. Okay, sir. What is she doing that's disrespectful if you went over to her? Tell me. What is one thing, because you got to explain this to me. So you're having a good day. You walk over, and what is she saying that's disrespectful?
I probably wouldn't
see
say
you,
there's anything that she's saying.
Come on. Wait, brother. I'm trying to show y'all where y'all fucking up because y'all just conjuring up bullshit. I'm asking you because you said you having a nice day, and you run into a woman that's disrespectful, what the fuck is she doing that's disrespectful?
Well, okay, I'll tell you, recently, I think it was Tuesday, I went mm-hmm. to this math tutoring area, I was about to study, I saw this woman, I sat down, put my stuff down, then I went over to where she was, I sat next to her. Now, I started to put in my bid. She looked at me, and then she looked away.
No, what did you say to her? What did you say to her?
Now, I did say, excuse me. I don't know if you remember me, because, yes, I did already meet her, and before I...
Wait, let's back it up. I love how we missed this whole chunk of I've already met her before. So let's go back to that point. When you met her before, what capacity was it in?
Now, it was another tutoring center. I only introduced myself, and then I just minded my own business. I did my tutoring because I saw her, and I really didn't know, like, am I interested in this woman? Do I want to put the bid in? I kept to myself, and then
you went over there and put the bid in. What did she do that was disrespectful, sir?
Now, she was looking at the computer. And I'm sure she was probably, I don't know, doing her work, but like we're having a conversation. I'm trying to talk to you. So she's
well, wait,
not
wait,
looking
wait,
at
wait,
me.
Wait,
she's
wait,
looking
wait,
at
wait, 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 did you not come into her world? Yes or no?
I guess so, yeah, you could say that.
Well, we don't guess, we know. You came into her world. So whatever the fuck she was doing, is she allowed to keep doing whatever the fuck she was doing because she was minding her own business?
Well, Steve, I mean, that's why when we come over.
Well, wait,
say,
no, wait, no, no, no.
Me.
But I'm asking, where's the disrespect? Stop. I'm trying to. The problem with you guys is y'all always quick to tear down women, talk shit about women. I'm asking you, what did she do that's disrespectful? You said that she was disrespectful. What did she do that was disrespectful?
Okay, well, I guess, yeah, that wasn't disrespectful because I was going into her world.
Well, then,
so
then why do y'all guys say, but wait, this is what I'm saying. Why do y'all guys always do this? Why do y'all always say, why do y'all always talk shit about women and that they doing all this stuff and there's no backup evidence on what you fucking said in your statement.
Okay.
No, it's not okay. So how can it, so your whole statement fails that you're about to say because how they're not disrespectful. You came in here saying that they were disrespectful. How? I asked you. And you can't even tell me.
All right, so Steve, now
was she disrespectful? So you went up to her, put your bid in. So what did she do? She was looking at a computer. So then what?
I think the actual math teacher that was in there, she came over to help her. So I went over, you know, because I wasn't going to hold that up. So I went over and then, yeah, she got her help and later on she left and I think she had to catch the bus.
Where's the disrespect?
I think probably, I wouldn't say, yeah. Okay, so I'm not going to, so I understand, yes, I shouldn't have used the word disrespect. But can I at least?
Well,
yeah,
no, you
got
no, because men stand. See, that's what I'm saying. Hold on, that's the problem with you weak motherfuckers. Y'all just say shit. Y'all ain't about shit. You say shit, and you can't even back the statement that you made. You want? See, this is what I'm saying. Why do y'all keep continuously tearing women down to make it like it's their fucking fault when it's your fucking? You're the problem. You assume that she, I'm asking you, what did she do to disrespect you?
Nothing.
So why would you come off as like these women are disrespectful, sir?
I was using it to create a scenario in my head.
All right, well, let's keep going because already so far your foundation is very weak. But please continue. What is your rest of your saying? What else are you saying?
So, yeah, past that, I did want to at least ask you, you know, me or the man being me, at least me being positive. I'll just use myself. With me being positive, enjoying my day.
How can you be positive when the word disrespect comes out of your mouth? How can you be positive when you're thinking negative shit?
I guess if things don't
positive?
Go my way, then if things don't go my way,
but
hey,
boo fucking who? Wait, because things don't go your way, you got your panties tied up?
I guess
how's that positive? How is that positive, big dog? How is that positive?
Well, I mean, still, not even around that word. Like, I admit, I use that
word.
When
things are, but, Ray, I'm about to break your whole fucking statement. When things don't go your way, is that an I do or an I am?
I do.
Right, if it's an
I
do, then that's why you fucking fail, because you're still living in your world of I fucking do.
Okay.
Do you not see why y'all fucking fail? Because you guys are living in an I do if things don't go your way. Oh, So what is your point? I'm trying to understand what your point is, buddy. What's up? What's your point?
But I'm pretty sure I remember hearing you say that, like us being too positive. But what does that have to do with anything? Like us, our positivity.
Your positivity turns you negative. Okay, I'm going to show you, sir. Your positivity turns you negative because you were positive. Shit ain't going your way. So all of a sudden, women are disrespectful. See how that works? You see how that works? You're positive.
Okay.
Shit doesn't go your way because you're so good-hearted, kind, sweet, caring, understanding, thoughtful, and all that cupcake-ass shit. And she still don't want your ass. So to make yourself feel better, it's easier to tear down a woman to make yourself feel better, realizing you're the fucking problem. Don't even see it, do you?
I understand exactly what you're saying. No, with my positive attitude, but then it's still the I do with myself, with me. And then, yeah,
right.
when I'm not getting what I want, then I just automatically flip the positive to negative. And
but
just,
you're
you
not
know,
getting what you want from an I do standpoint. You're not. You should always get what you want from your I am, but you're not living there. You're living in the I do. So you are judgmental. Not only judging yourself, you're judging the woman. And then you're judging the environment. You're judging everything. This is why you're failing. Because you think being a good guy, oh, shucks, golly gee, I'm going to be nice to you. That what is it supposed to do? What? She's supposed to see you as a great guy and open her legs up? What is she supposed to do? Stop looking at her work that she was doing when she was minding her fucking business when you went over there?
All right.
But listen, remember what you said, regardless of the disrespect. You see how terrible that is? Regardless. That means you'll let her treat you any old way if that means you'll get some pussy. And you don't even see that shit, bro. You don't even
Okay. Now, Steve, real quick. Now, even though, it's not going to be no, okay, she can be disrespectful, but as long as I get pussy. I understand. I've been listening to you guys long enough to know better than that. Like, I'm not going to, she'll disrespect me.
No, you're hearing. No, stop. You're hearing. Okay, sir. You're not listening. You're hearing. Because if you were listening, you wouldn't be living in your fucking I do world. You're still in there. So that means you're not listening. You're just hearing the information, sir. Two totally different things.
Okay.
But I'm listening to you. Go ahead. Please continue.
What I was going to say, what I was going to say towards what you said about, I'm just being nice and then I'll take the disrespect and she can keep disrespecting me as long as I get my pussy, as long as I get the pussy, then that's my positive. I win at the end of the day. I don't believe that. If the woman's being disrespectful to me, then yeah, I'll gladly end things between us. But if I'm showing you, you know, a positive.
But you said the woman was disrespecting. You don't even know what disrespect is. You don't know what disrespect is because you're using words and you can't even defend those words. So how do you even know what disrespect is?
I guess, yeah, fully, I don't have a good definition of disrespect. I guess I need to figure that out for myself. Definitely the disrespect. But
yeah.
I would
Do you understand? Do you understand you're selling your feelings first? Do you understand that when you sat next to that woman, you don't even realize? This is why I keep telling you guys. Two guys can say the same thing, but if you're living in your I do and he's in his I am, she's more apt to listen to the I am because the I am is not trying to sell his fucking feelings. And all you're doing is selling your fucking feelings, man. Your judgments, your feelings, and your fucking emotions, man. That's all you're selling that woman. Because you're going in this thing saying, well, I'm a good guy. I'm a great guy. So I should get my way. I'm a great guy, so she should open her legs because I'm nice. I'm upstanding. I'm a law-abiding citizen. She should suck my dick. And you know what that I am is doing? You know what that I am guy says? I don't give a fuck. I'm just going to go ahead and talk to her. I don't give a fuck. I'm just going to go ahead and put my bid in and move it right the fuck along to the next one.
You don't see that.
But I'm gonna see what's up.
I'm trying to think back to what I was originally saying, or at least I think my original question was just with me being positive, and if the woman's negative or she's if she were to be disrespectful, and I'm just being
positive,
enjoying my day.
Brother. You're being positive to your I do. You ain't doing shit to your I am. That's why you're fucking failing. You expect her to look at you and what you say and what you do as in, oh my God, he's such a nice gentleman with such a warm heart. You know what? I need to go suck his dick. That's how you sound. Look, you're trying too fucking hard to get her, and you're trying to force you're selling negativity. See, even though you're positive, you're still selling negativity, and you don't even see it.
Yes. Okay. Okay. So,
but let me ask you, who are you a good guy to?
I say the people around me. I mean, I don't.
Exactly. Wait, listen. I love what you said. Now I'm going to give you an A+ because you're absolutely right. You, my friend, you just hit it the nail on the head. I'll give you an A+ because you said the people around you, and that's your I do. Where I'm trying to satisfy is my fucking film room. I'm trying to satisfy my detective, my studio, my guide, my warrior, my mental gym, my imagination, my culinary school, my Senate, my scribe, my amusement park, my marketing team, my drug lab. See, you're so busy trying to sell you and you want to please everybody. You want everybody to love you and you want to be friends with everybody. Do you see? And that's the I do. And that's why you're failing, because you're looking outside of yourself. I don't give a fuck what's out in front of me, man. I don't give a fuck.
Okay. Yeah, I understand that part, Steve. I definitely understand that part. Like, I'm not going to be the I'm not going to lay myself down when it's raining just so the people don't get themselves dirty or step into a puddle. Like, that's not me. That's not me. But I think,
no,
like,
but what you are, you're waiting for people. Or no, but what you are is you're waiting for people to give you an indication if they like you. Doesn't matter if it's rain or whatever. You want to be liked. You want to be accepted. There's your fucking problem. I don't want to be liked, and I don't want to be accepted. I don't want that shit.
No, Steve, I tell you, I gladly don't mind if everyone hates me.
Brother, I understand. Brother, listen to what you said. You said people. You didn't say me, not me as in me as in you. You said people.
Well, Steve, I wake up in the morning, I eat breakfast, I take care of myself, I shower, I do everything just to make sure I'm at my best.
Stop. You wake up in the morning. Wait. Is you eating an I do or an I am? Is taking a shower an I do or an I am? Everything you're telling me is an I do. Yes. You can't shower your fucking mind. And you can't stuff cereal in your head, can you?
No, I'm not talented like that.
Right. So all you're doing is you're giving me all this excuse. Well, Stephen, let me get the voice. Well, Stephen, I just want to let you know that, you know what? I wake up every morning, I eat my cereal, and then I stretch out and I do my Pilates and I work on my body, get these biceps. Nah, nah, nah. Hey, girl, how you doing today? And I run and I jog, and then I go walk my dog Toto. Oh, that's a good little Toto. And then after I get to Toto, oh, there's a kind little lady. Let me help you across the street, old lady. Oh, yes. Life is so lovely. That's you. That's you. You see it?
You see it?
Yeah. Yeah. That's why you fucking fail. You want everybody to like you, man. You wanna please everybody, dude. And that's your fucking weakness. Cause all you're
Steve,
doing
I mean,
is showing you what? You mean what?
I was gonna say
you're showing
even
your flaws
though, yes,
and your weaknesses.
Even though I do those actions and I everything that you were saying, like, that's me. But at the end of the day, I prioritize myself over
that,
everyone
okay,
else.
Okay, but that's not okay. No. That's not you. That's your perception and your reality of how you feel about yourself. That is not you. That's what you do. It's not who you are.
Okay, so Steve, what about at least what I had before, or I don't know if I talked about it with you before, but there was this woman that, yeah, she was in my class. I put in my bid with her. Things didn't work out. And then, yeah, I talked to her again. And, you know, she was willing to at least see things. Because she, this is the, I don't know if you remember, but I was the guy that talked to you about the woman that I met. She had a boyfriend. She rejected when I put in my bid. And then I told her that, yeah, outside of your relationship, you can still do things. So she was, she didn't, she said she wasn't with it at first. So I stopped talking to her at that point. And she tried to, like, wait. And then she looked at me in my eyes. I looked at her. I didn't say nothing. And then I didn't talk to her for, like, I don't know, 2 weeks after that. And then she waited for me again.
What is your point? What is the point you're trying to make?
So, I mean, yeah, with me, I put out my bid, she rejected it, and I stopped talking to her. It's not like I was trying to please her and, you know,
what is your point, though? Well, I don't understand. What is your point you're trying to make? You're trying to make a point here. What is the point you're trying
to
make?
That should be at least for my I am, that I'm not just the good guy that you're talking about.
Wait. You wake up every morning and turn on your light switch. Should I say you're an I am because you go over and turn on your light switch? Or you open your door? Or you grab your car keys? Oh, wow, you grab the remote control. So do I need to give you a participation trophy because you do one minute thing, one little thing? Well, I don't understand. Well, you see what you actually are. You're living in an I do. And which even makes it worse, you're trying to make an excuse for the shit you've been saying, big guy. So what? All right, look, okay, you talk to a woman. Okay, wow. Turn on your light switch today. Whoa, you turn on some water today. Wow, you brushed your teeth today. Oh, fabulous. You washed your ass. Oh, wow, that's most amazing. What am I supposed to do?
Just give me a round of applause, Steve. I deserve it.
I can't do that. Come on, man. You like you begging for shit, brother. Come on, man.
All right, I understand, Steve. I'm asking for too much.
It's all good, man. It's amazing how you service dwellers move, man. You ain't moving for yourself, man. You move for every. Your definition of success is other people. You want to be known for being liked by people. Does that make any sense?
Well, yeah, I understand what
try?
You're saying.
Try? Oh, wait. Yoda said there is no try. Do or do not. Did he not say that?
Yes, he did. I'm trying to please everyone. And I admit that, yeah,
you got it wrong. I'm not saying you're trying to please everyone. You said you're trying to please everyone. I didn't say that shit. You did.
Okay. Well, yes, I said it. Okay. I guess. I don't even remember.
Oh, yeah. So how you putting that shit on me? How you blaming me?
I'm saying that at the end of the day, like, I may do what I do. But that I don't believe that would define me.
Okay,
as,
I do,
you know,
what I
do.
Wait, you're right. You do what you do because you're living in your I do. And you're right.
even if I'm just doing the action, but my mind is in a whole other place, does the two not have any relation?
Wait, to relation as in what?
Like, okay, I'll do what I'm doing, but at the end of the day, my mind is still on me. I'm not thinking, okay, as long as I please everyone and make everyone
is where you're lying, because you saw the woman and you were thinking about the woman. to a point where you said to me that she did something disrespectful.
Something disrespectful.
Yeah, remember you said she did something disrespectful to you, but we could never figure that out.
I guess, yeah, I guess it's because, like I was saying, this, like, yeah, there's that time, then she ended up leaving, and then I saw her again, and she stopped.
Jesus, how many times, you know what harassing is? How many times are you going to harass that woman, man? Can you leave that fucking woman alone, please? Why are you harassing
okay, her? Steve, I wasn't hunting her down and looking for her. It wasn't like that.
But wait a second. Wait. It was the one time. It was the one time when you tutored her. Second time you did the bench, and then you saw her again. What was you about to say? All right, you saw her for the third time, and then what? You put some chloroform in the towel. I mean, what did you do the third time? I'm saying it's the third time. Jesus Christ. What happened the third time?
I was just okay, I guess this is, the third time. So the third time I went into the cafeteria, I was going in. I think she was leaving. She was with one of her friends. And then I went, she saw me. She smiled at me. And she said, sorry for yesterday. I had to catch the bus. So I went over there. I saw she was with some dude. I was like, oh, is this your girl? I think I asked him, like, is this your girl? He said, no. And then I said, oh, how you doing? My name is...
Wait a second. Wait. Are you telling my short little cake ass that you asked a dude if that's his... What? Please continue to comment. All right. So he said that's not my girl. So then what?
After we got introductions done, I said, okay, would you give me a second? I wanted to talk to this woman. So then he went on his way or wherever he went and then talked to her, I actually finished putting in my bid and then I planned something with her for this Tuesday to go get some ice cream. She told me she was busy, had class until like 3 and it had another class at 5. So I was like, okay, I'll meet you. We'll meet at 3 and then we can head down to the ice cream place and then come back after. So we planned that.
Come back after?
To the school. We were at the campus. I said, okay, we'll leave from the campus. We'll go get ice cream and then we'll come back to the campus because she was saying she had class.
Did you paint a Mona Lisa or did you paint a stick figure?
I mean, if not a Mona Lisa, then I would say a Picasso.
Well, then that's why you fucking failed. First off, she's saying that, I'm sorry I had to rush. But you know what? You know, sometimes people have things they got to do. But you know what? I've got a great idea. I know this great restaurant, this great ice cream place that's on the corner of, that's on the corner of your face in a pillow and your ass up in the air. And what I love about this place is called Scary Perry's. And the thing I love about Scary Perry's is, you know what? The thing about the ice cream is that unlike Marble Slab, 31 Flavors, and all this other stuff, it's like a hole-in-the-wall place, but they add more fat content to the ice cream, which gives it more flavor. And you know what? I know the perfect idea how you could make it up to me by accompanying me Saturday night at this time, where you and I can not only eat ice cream, but we can enjoy each other's company and see where we can go from this point, because I still need to know how you're going to make it up to me. So what I'm thinking is, do I want to see you in the same outfit or the same color outfit that you have on right now? But you know what? I need to think about this. So you know what? Here's my number. Let me think on that. You call me and I'll give you an answer. Now, is that a Mona Lisa or is that a stick figure?
That was a Mona Lisa.
What do you mean, Dale? Yeah, well, that's
no,
what I'm saying. I just, all
just how,
was,
how you ended it.
Which,
how you ended it.
Huh?
I said damn to how you ended it, because, yeah, I should have used that. But also, I was going to ask you, you said make it up to me. Now, with making it up,
I'm sorry, because she had something to do, right?
Okay, that's what I was going
to
say.
She had to catch her bus. So
right.
What I did was I understood, hey, look, things happen. The last thing I want you to do is miss your bus Because then you might blame me, and I'm not going to take you. I don't know if you got any dead bodies in your refrigerator. I'm not going to take you. So I understand that you were in a rush and you had things to do. But now that you're here, now that I got you right now, forget about that. Let's talk about this right now where we're at. And where we're at right now is me talking to you right now, seeing what's behind. So I'm going, see how I did that? I was about to paint again. See how easy that is? It's just easy.
Okay.
You see what I'm saying? It's really easy. You're spitting yak. 609, we got you next. But you see what I'm saying? So, you know what I mean?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Okay. Was I saying something before?
No. But as we're getting our ice cream and all this other stuff, I will absolutely give you a special bus pass where you can spend a little time with me. You know, I was thinking about the bus the other day, and I realized that if you ever came to see me, you would have to take the 69 bus. Sorry, that's just not right. I'm sorry, Doug, never mind. Anyway, so I got to grab it. I got another call, but do you have any other questions, Big Dog?
No, I believe that's it. Thank you, Steve.
Okay, stand up, man. I appreciate you, brother. Thank you so much, sir, okay? Good right. Call, brother. We'll throw you back in. All right, let me 609, how can I help you, sir? What's up? How can I help you?
Hey, good evening, Steve. Thanks for taking my call. Just wanna,
how are you doing, sir? Can you speak up just a little
about...
bit, please? Yes. Can you, yeah. Okay, what's up? How can I
can
help
you hear me now?
Yes. Yes, perfectly. How can
Hello?
I help you?
Yeah,
yes,
so
I can hear you.
Question
how can I help?
Is also about the IAM. Is the IAM a thing that that you go into? It's like, how do you know if you're there? Is it sort of like that thing where you're the last person to know?
No, you've already gone into your IAM when you learned your numbers and your alphabets. You've already, it's not, okay, what I'm talking about is something you already have. You just left it. What comes after? Okay, what comes after 77, caller?
78.
What comes after 246?
247.
Well, do you see how fast you access that information? Because you got it from your core. Because you taught yourself numbers. You learn numbers, right? So you have your core. You just don't utilize it. That's all. But I'm sorry, what was your question?
Well, I suppose what I'm asking you is, like, how do you know you're operating from an IAM perspective? Because it seems like a lot of us, well, I know me,
you're
sometimes
not.
I think I'm operating.
How do I know?
I am.
Well,
I'm operating.
Well, how do I know? Because I can tell you don't operate because everything y'all make, everything is about women. You call women sexy, beautiful, attractive. You bend over backwards for women. You can't even speak up for yourself. And it's a million things. You just ain't got no standards. So you're just living outside yourself, sir.
But it also sounds like something you can grow into and develop. Because it sounds like something you practice.
You can't grow. You cannot grow into something you already have. How are you growing into something you've already created? You created your core when you were a small kid, when you learned your numbers. Or your letters, you learned your alphabet, you learned the phonics, you learned how to put two sounds together to form a word. You put two words together, or a few words together to form a sentence, a few sentences together to form a paragraph, a few paragraphs together to form a page, a few pages together to form a chapter. You see what I'm saying? So it's what I'm saying is not nothing like spectacular, it's just that you guys think that what I'm saying is like brand new. It's just that you just don't know the information.
Yeah, it seems that way. So last question. So by that same thought process, you know, I had to learn my numbers and ABCs and 1, 2, 3s.
Yes.
I mean, it just sounds like I just have to learn myself better.
You can't learn. Okay. Here's the problem. From I would say. And I'll show everybody that's listening, for those that's listening to me. From the moment of conception, you were one with yourself. From the moment of conception, I'm serious. From the moment of conception, we're all about you. You said, fuck everybody else. I'll make it all about me, 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 me. And that's what you did. And through kindergarten, the teacher would give you instruction. The teacher would tell you about letters and numbers, and you started to take the information not as it is. You took the information so you could understand it and not the teacher. So you begin to understand it. You understood that you understood numbers. It wasn't I just understand numbers. You understood numbers because of the process that you took of rehearsing and learning the numbers. So once you rehearsed and once you learned the numbers and all that stuff, based on how much work you did, you got the grades you got. You see what I'm saying? And the teacher still is just telling everybody the same thing, but everybody's perceiving it totally different. So all these things were going on in your life. But then when a girl came into the situation, that's where you broke off, because you looked at that thing or woman, not call woman a thing, you looked at that situation as something of, oh my God, she's so this or whatever, and you broke away from your learning. You made her special or important, where you made your letters and your alphabets. It was something I needed to learn. I had to graduate to learn this shit, right? It was important to me because I had to help me. It helped me have a better understanding of me. But a woman cannot help you have a better understanding of yourself, because the game ain't about women. But you make it about women, so that's when you broke off from who you actually are. And then on top of that, for a lot of you guys, you kept reinforcing that by going on YouTube and, you know, making things about women, or going on YouTube and saying things about women and all this other stuff. So that's where you're at. But okay, so then what happened was, now I'm getting deep here, so I want you to follow me as I go as I go with the okay. So then from that point, what happened was you created a whole different world. You said, you know what, fuck the world that got me here. Because not I, but you. Fuck the person that got me to the egg. Fuck the person that understood my numbers and my letters, and I could say it forwards and backwards and forwards, and I believe, I have confidence in myself to do it. You said, fuck all that. I'm going to live outside of myself. So the moment you decide to live outside of yourself, you then created a perception and a reality. It was a false reality, but it was at that moment you did the worst thing. He was never in your life. He might have been in your life a little bit by when they would tell you about a number or an addition, a subtraction, or a multiplication, where you were probably like, man, that's hard. You know, it's like you probably heard a voice in your head say, dude, that's hard. How am I going to figure that? I mean, you might have heard him slightly, but he wasn't in your life. But as soon as you left your I am and went into the I do, you told him to run and control me when it comes to women or relationships. Now, when it comes to 99% of your life, you are in control.
Okay.
How many times have you lost your keys and asked yourself, damn, where I lose my key? Where I put my keys at? And then you hear this voice that goes back and goes everything back. Well, you remember you came in, you did this, you did that. Then you had to take a piss, so you took your pants off. Oh, wait, let me check in the bathroom. You know how many times that happens? You see what I'm saying, Colin? You know, it works for you.
Yeah.
Right. So in 99% of your life, it works. But when it comes to women, you allowed him total control over you. And that's where you go wrong. And that's why most of you guys are in your I do, because you actually think the game and everything is about women. So you make it about women. Does that make any sense?
Yeah, I think it does. I mean, it reminds me of like a kid who's never had to work a lot. So he's dependent on someone else to pay for him instead of working.
Well, yeah, but here's the thing. It doesn't even the kid that didn't work for himself. He was always dependent on himself with his numbers and his letters, wasn't he? He was always dependent on himself, right? He didn't need anybody else to help him see things. But what happened is that as you kept, once you broke off with that part of you, you condition yourself to look outside of yourself by looking at the past memories and all these other things. And you then guess what you did? You then made the second worst mistake. You attach this thing called an emotion to the to women, to events, to circumstances, to things that went right in your life, things that went wrong, and then all of a sudden you created a different standard of influence. And the influence wasn't a positive because he doesn't want you to know that you have the power. But what he created was you were the fish in the fish tank. Always remember, even the fish in the fish tank thinks it's free, but it is actually limited by the bowl, right? He thinks he's free. He can swim. He can swim around, do up loop to loops and all that shit, everything he wants to do, but he's limited by the bowl. But what I'm trying to tell you or trying to teach you was very hard to connect to is that I want you to hold the bowl that the fish is swimming in versus be the fish that is swimming in there. Because right now, how you're looking at the world, you think, or what you think about you, especially when it comes to women, those are the things that anchor you down. Okay, you know, you've seen A Christmas Carol, right? I mean, that's my favorite, one of my favorite shows, but you've seen that, right?
Yeah, of course.
A Christmas Carol with Scrooge?
Of course.
Okay, Jacob Marley, that's you. Basically, that's you. You are anchoring yourself down to your beliefs around you and the false expectations that you have. Like I say, a lot of guys think that, well, if I'm a nice guy, I've got a great job, I've got a great credit score, I work out and I look good, so she should automatically fuck me and suck my dick. That's my expectation. If she doesn't do it, she's a bitch. But you create these things. But nobody's going to tell you this stuff because everybody's self-sabotaging, if that makes any sense.
Right, right. Hello?
Yeah. Yeah, you know, if you want me, I can continue. I can continue if you like me to. But I'm just saying that what I'm saying is what you're doing is, unfortunately, is that the craving is not the craving of an understanding that you are limitless. The craving is a sense of uncertainty because you are uncertain, not of yourself. Yeah, you can turn on a light switch easily. Like, okay, again, I know you've been listening to me, but I'll show you the exercise that I always show you. I can either do it the page, the light, or a pen. Which one you want to do? A book, a light. It sounds like you remember the board Clue. What do you want to use? I'm asking you. What do you want to use? You have three choices. You can use a book, a light, or a pen. Which one do you want to use? I can use any of those three because I'm the only one on YouTube using these three. Which one would you like to use? A book, a light switch, or a pen? You want to go to light? Okay, go over to your light switch. All right, that's how cold I am. I'm gonna give you guys options now. You can choose from a book, a light switch, or a pen to show you how great or what game is. Okay, you ready? All right, so you're at the light switch. I'm sure it's on right now, right? Okay. Yeah. So what I want you to do is I'm going to give you the instructions, and then when I tell you, I want you to do it, okay? So what I want you to do is I want you to turn off the light. Now, don't do it yet. When I tell you to turn the light switch off, I want you to say, I can't turn the light switch off, and turn that bitch off. Then when I tell you to turn it on, I want you to say, I can't turn the light switch on, and flip that muffler as you're saying, okay? I'm going to follow that. I'm going to do it a few times. Are you ready? All right.
Okay.
Turn the light switch off. Turn the light switch off.
I can't turn it off. I can't turn it off.
Let me know if it's off. Okay, thank you. Turn the light switch on.
I can't turn it on. It's on.
Okay, one more time. I can't turn it off.
All right. I can't turn it off. It's off.
Last but not least, then turn it on.
I can't turn it on. It's on.
All right, here you ready for now? You ready for the mind blowing thing? It's not magic, but here's the thing that we do that nobody on YouTube does. Let me ask you a question. Two questions.
Okay.
Who was the person that said you can't do it, and who was the person that did it anyway?
Myself and I.
Who was the person that said that you? No. The person that said you couldn't do it was the mind said you couldn't do it. But you did the action that went past the thought. You did it. Even though you said you couldn't do it. Even though you've always told you can't do things, you do them anyway. You've always done it. Now, I'm not like a witch. This is not witchcraft, but I'm just trying to show you the depth of what game is. Even though you said you couldn't do it, you did it anyway, right? Because you told yourself to do it. Because you believed in doing it. And you said, fuck, I don't give a fuck what happens. I'm going to do it. Let me ask you this question. Let's go behind one more door. What happens if you turn on a light switch and the lights don't come on? What are you going to think? What are the two thoughts you're going to have? Is this an electrical problem or is it a light bulb problem, right? When you come on, you turn on that light switch and they'll come on. You're going to ask yourself, right, is it electrical or light switch? So then what's your next move going to be? Let me go turn on an electrical appliance, right?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So let me ask this question. If you turn on an electrical appliance and the appliance turns on, then what is it?
It's the light bulb.
Right. But if you turn the electrical appliance on and it doesn't turn on, then what is it?
Probably the circuit, the fuses, or it's not the bulb.
See that? Hey, that's game. That's it. You just did it. I mean, you do it all the time. You just don't realize you're doing it. You just do it. Without saying, well, the light switch is going to judge me, or the breaker is going to be mad at me, or you don't go and say the TV, you don't go and say the remote control is beautiful, do you? No, you just say, where the fuck is the remote control? And you grab the bitch, right? I'm not saying grab a woman.
Yeah.
I mean, do you see what I'm saying right there? You see how deep game is? Yes.
I think so. Let me just ask you one question that just came up because of this whole analogy. So, do you not identify with your experiences or thoughts or feelings then? Like, are we not supposed to?
No, because I'm not my experiences, because I'm not. You talking about me with other people?
Well, in general, because. Like with the example
I mean, that's a broad stroke. I mean, what do you mean that's a broad stroke? So what are we talking? Like,
all right, so
what experiences are we talking about?
So let's say somebody gets rejected and then that makes me think, now it's just...
Wait, stop right there. Stop. That's a strike right there. There's no such thing as rejection.
Yeah.
What is rejection? What is rejection? No, I'm asking you. I'm gonna teach you something. What is rejection?
Not acceptance.
Not being accepted by the person, right?
Person or organization, yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So is it actually rejection, or actually do you set yourself up as rejection by saying, oh shit, I'm worried, I'm nervous, or something like that, over something that you have no control over? Do you have control over a woman or a person rejecting you? Sure, you can do everything right and they can still reject you, right? Right? Or they can say no, or they're not interested, right? So let me ask you a question.
Right.
Is that rejection? Or are they allowed to say no? Aren't they allowed to say no?
Yeah. Yeah, they are.
So how is that rejection? Right. It is right. So, all right. So how can it be rejected? See, what rejection is you rejecting yourself. See, if you go out and do the thing you say you're going to do, how can you be rejected? How can you reject it when you remember, you say, I'm going to turn the light switch on, and you turned it on, right? So if you turn the light switch on and the light doesn't come on, is that a rejection? No. It's just a circuit. That's just something that's happening. Right, because it's an I do. It's an I do.
Holy shit.
Right. I love those holy shit moments, but that's what I'm saying. There is no rejection. It's just a person's allowed to say what the fuck. All right, I'll give you. Okay, draw. You got a piece of paper? 336. I got your next. You got a piece of paper?
Yeah, I do. I got my
notebook. What I want you to do is draw. All right. A piece of paper. Just give me a clock. Give me 12, 3, 6, and 9. Just draw a circle. 12, 3, 6, and 9. 12, 3, 6, and 9.
All right, hold on.
Let me show you something. 12, 3, 6, and 9.
Gamma circle, 12,
3, 6, and 9. Yeah, you know, just do your clock, you know. Okay.
Yeah.
So what I want you to do is I want you to circle 3 o'clock and 9 o'clock.
Okay. Done.
Okay. So if you – okay, let me show you how the world works. So – and this is how there's no rejection. Because what you people don't understand is there are always a line of circumstances that come along before you meet that woman. Okay, let me just give you an example. And I'm going to use you and me. So I'm going to be the fuck-up one, and you're going to be the winner, okay? Let's say I met a woman. Let's say I met a woman between – let's say I met a woman at 3 o'clock. I'll be the 9. Let's say I met a woman at 3 o'clock, right? And I'm a smooth motherfucker. I'm like, hey, what's up? You know, I'm just throwing all my motherfucking charm on her ass. And she shoots me down. But at 9 o'clock, you don't know what the fuck you saying. You just saying some shit. And she's like, okay, I'll take your number. Now, we both did the same thing. But what you don't understand is, see, this is what people don't understand about the depth of game and time. Okay, let's look at 3 o'clock. So maybe between 12 and 3, her cat Vittles was sick. She got in an argument with her parents. She got yelled at by her boss. Her sibling and her had a bad argument and something went down. And then I met her. And she turned me, because all of the circumstances that happened before me combinate when we talk. So if all these things happen, and is it really a rejection, or is it what she's feeling based off of the point where I met her? Now, what happened at 6 o'clock where she got a raise at her job? Her cat was okay. And she made up with her parents. Everything went her way. As a matter of fact, her pumpkin spice finally was at Starbucks, and she met you at 9 o'clock. Do you see the difference? We're both doing the same thing. But based off of the point in which we met her, those circumstances are going to play a role in what she does. Does that make any sense, big guy?
Yeah. No, it actually makes sense.
So how can there be how can that be a rejection? Right. So how can she reject me when the rejection might not be rejecting me? The rejection might be it's just not that time right now. It's just that.
Yeah.
Okay. Maybe you and I hit the same point. We went down the same timeline, but I took a right, you took a left. My right led me to 3 o'clock meeting her, and your left met you lined up with 9 o'clock. Everything that you do is going to set off a certain thing of events that's going to lead you to a certain point of meeting somebody. But when you meet that somebody, that doesn't mean that somebody has to be cool to your advances, because you don't know the circumstances that happen to the point in which the two of you intercepted. Does that make any sense, big dog? See, that's how deep game is. So all that turned down shit, it's just what it is. Do you see what I'm saying?
Yeah. I mean, it does. Like, what I'm getting right now is basically, in a way, from everything you just taught me, everything you just told me, I can only be accountable for what I have control over.
You. So. That's it. That's it. There's nothing I can do. All I can do is offer her my Willy Wonka golden ticket, and she can turn that shit down. And you know what I can do?
Yeah.
Move on to the fuck next. Pack this circus up and move to the next town. Because I don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
Because she doesn't define me. She cannot define me. But see, where I define myself is at night when I sit and ponder what I did. See, remember, I keep telling you, I'm different from everybody else. I got you 336. Hold on 1 second. I'm different from everyone else. You want to know why? Because, see, if she says no, I'm cool with that. My problem is when she says yes. You see what I'm saying? That's where I have a problem. Isn't that crazy? I'm totally opposite. But why am I mad at the yes versus the no? Why am I more disappointed in the yes than I am the no?
Well, I suppose you like the challenge.
Well, no, because I knew I could have done it better. She said yes, but God damn it, Steve. I mean, fuck. Because I bet on me. So that's what I'm saying. Since I always bet on me. I always not bet on black, but bet on me. So so when I see her, I say, yeah. So I say, big dog, I say, hey, guess what, man? I'm going to get this motherfucker in like 15 moves. You know what I mean? We're going to put this bitch at it up. And I get, what if I get her in 15 moves or 16 or 17? Do you think I'm fucking satisfied with that? Fuck no. Because I'm asking myself, yo, where did I go wrong? I got him so far. I don't give a fuck about the get. I'm more mad at me losing a bet to myself. You see what I'm saying? Versus her saying, no, yeah. I don't give a fuck. Because that's just my cards.
That, you know what's funny? You just answered my next question, too. Like, assuming you know, like, you have understanding and you know what you're doing on point, you're only accountable for what you can't control. That's what I'm talking about.
I can only, but everybody, but I want you to look at the power of the control I have, though. I've got a scribe. I've got a marketing team. Oh, my God. I got a culinary school, a drug lab, and my drug lab. Jesus Christ. Man, I got so many floors. I've got the ecstasy of me floor, the mushroom of me floor, the weed of me floor, the cocaine of me floor. I even got a fentanyl floor. Man, I got so my drug lab is always lacing me with drugs that I can get doled out of me, right? So, you see what I'm saying? Right. So, yes.
I got what? So many more questions about these, man, but I don't want to hold up the other caller. Steve, man, I am so
it's all good. Just let me grab 336 if you like, call back. I'm here to answer your questions. But now, I'm just saying that, do you see, I'm looking at, okay. See, I'm not looking at a 4-track right now or a 16-track. I want a 64 board, studio board. Track 1, right. Smile. Track 2, Laugh. Track 3, Blush. Track 4, Think. Track 5, React. Track 6, motherfucking Smooth. The next track, Romantic. Next track, Sensual, Sexual. All these things. I got the tracks, baby. And now, because I'm controlling the studio, dog. I'm mixing me down. That's what I'm doing. And then on top, while I'm mixing me down, when I was out there, man, my apartment. No, that was my amusement park. The wine above the bed, the pictures and everything, the motherfucking, my sexo-ween and all that shit. So I had my amusement park going, my studio going. Man, I was moving like a motherfucker. I was so interesting, right? Because I was interesting because I wasn't trying to sell a feeling. I'm selling an experience. Two totally different things, okay?
Yeah, no, that's definitely more memorable.
Okay, man. You're like, damn, okay, damn, this is some deep. No, but if you have another question, I'm on for another hour and 10 minutes. So if you got another question, call back and ask away. I got you covered, okay?
Hey, man, appreciate you, man.
No, appreciate stop. That. It's not about appreciating me. It's about you looking at your perception and reality different. That's what it's about. Once you can realize I'm not trying to make you into me, I'm just trying to get you to find you, then you're going to be able to see and open your mind a little bit and expand from where you're at and start going forward than sideways. You know what I mean?
Yes, sir.
All right, brother. I'll throw you back in. If you got another question, I'll be on for another. Yeah, call me back. Got me on for hours of change. Okay, my brother?
You got it.
All right, we'll throw you in. Thank you, 609. Great call. I'm sorry, 336. You had a question in me for the wait, but 336, I'm going to help you, sir. What's up? Oh, wait. 336 is slowly. Okay, there you go. Ah, there you go. I'm sorry, 336. How can I help you, sir? What's up?
Can you hear me now?
Wait, sir, I can't hear you. I think you're on speakerphone, sir. Yes, sir. How can I help you?
No, I just had a few questions today. You can hear me all right, correct?
Well, you sound far away. Can you get on your regular phone? Because it sounds like you're in the bathroom right now.
I have my AirPods in. Is this better?
That's better, but yeah, just speak up. Yeah, what are your questions, sir? How can I help you, sir? What's up?
Oh, yeah. My first question is, how can I, like, work on my core or my foundation?
How long have you been listening for?
Excuse me?
How long have you been listening to me for?
A few months.
Okay, cool.
I can't say specifically.
A few months. Okay, I'm saying. No, a few months. We'll call it a few months. Let's say just like 60 days. You have your puzzle pieces?
Yeah.
Do you have your costume?
No. We talked before about this.
So you can't. So you can't. Because 2 months from now, let's see, we do 2 months from now. Let's see, October, September, August. So it was in August that I told all you guys not only about the new women coming in that y'all have to smash and everything. I told you in September 15th, I'm going to give you Halloween game to show you how to position yourself to be around women, to get an idea of what it's like to be a man. And I'm gonna put on the website the Halloween. I did three things. For the guys that are single, the trick-or-treat game and the costume thing on September 15th. And for everybody else, we did Sex Halloween. So I'm just showing you that you don't want to learn game. I mean, it's no knocking. I'm just showing you that you don't want to be a student of the game, because if you're told to do something, you do it, but you chose not to do it. And there's no reason that you're how you do it or not. I'm just saying that you're asking me how to do something, but you really don't want to do it. Does that make any sense?
Yeah, I can see how that makes sense.
Yeah. So you don't want to learn, and that's a shame, because all I do on this show is put you in the perfect position to not only get around women, but to also see what it's like to actually be a man and not only be a man, but you get to see what it means to be creative, have an imagination, be able to build something yourself, show a sense of adventurous. You're showing a woman a lot of things. And the worst part about a young man is that I told you, listen, I show you videos on how to build it. I walk you through every costume, how to put it on. I show you what to do when you wear it. And then what I do, if you would have called in, I even look for the places to go. So that means I'm doing 75% of the work. And all you had to do is meet me at 25% to show me that you really want to do it, but yet you didn't want to do it. So then you ask me, well, how do I learn game or your core? But you really don't want to, man. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, I see what you're saying. I'll start working on that. I'll start doing the costume and all that.
No, don't work on it. No. Listen, don't work on it. It's just, no. See, here's the problem. See, if you're told to do something and you're doing it after you were told to do it and you get the breakdown of why you should do it, and then you do it, you're only doing it because of the information you got. If you see my students such as Tyler, you see the mouthpiece, I go off the top of my dome, you see all the stuff that I'm doing, and I'm telling you, this is what you need to do, and you don't do it, then you don't want to actually do it. So I should not, what our conversation right now should not be the thing to make you want to do it, because then I failed you. You should have done it by saying, you know what, there's nobody on YouTube giving me this game right here. There's nobody on YouTube, not one person on YouTube showing you the Halloween game, not one person on YouTube showing the trick-or-treat game, not one person on YouTube showing you Sex Halloween. But all those things have one thing in common, and that is to put you in a situation in which you've never been put in before. But you chose not to do it, young man. But anyway, I know you have another question,
okay.
So let's just bypass that. What's your other question? What's up?
Yeah, so I was listening in earlier, and I was hearing you talk about selling an experience. So how can I sell an experience is my question.
You can't sell an experience because you're based off emotion. Okay. Do you know what you would have sold with the costume? You would have sold smooth. What a fucking great idea. What a great imagination. He's creative. He's got a sense of adventurousness. He doesn't take himself seriously. He's witty. He's funny. He's interesting. And look how smooth he is by how he gave me his number. That's 10 things right there you could have done in one fell swoop, but you chose not to do it. That's an experience. But you can't sell an experience because you ain't built on experience. You see what I'm saying?
I see what you're saying.
Yeah. But it's not like, so, and here's the thing, it's not like I just threw it on you. I did it September 15th. That way you had a month and a week to go ahead and do everything you can to give you a heads up, a start, to put you in the perfect position. But you chose, because you said you've been listening to me for 2 months, so you know I've been saying it, but you chose not to do it. There's no knock on you. There's no knock on you. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, I see what you're saying.
Okay.
All right, my next question
is,
how can I work on my mouth?
Sure, sure, sure. What do you mean? I don't understand. What do you mean work on your mouthpiece?
Because I've been listening to your channel, and you're like saying how you should work on your
mouthpiece.
You've
been hearing my channel. No. You're not listening to the channel. You're hearing the channel. I had to correct the other guy as well. Y'all hear the channel. You don't listen to the channel. Because if you were listening to the channel, you would have had your costume already. That's if you were listening. You see what I'm saying? If you were listening. But you're not listening. You're just hearing information. That's all you're doing. But as I said before, your problem is that you're in your feelings, not like a negative thing. It's just that you don't even know you. You don't even know you or why you and things like that. So one cannot use a mouthpiece, or one cannot go into algebra or geometry when one cannot count from 1 to 10, when one cannot add, subtract, multiply, divide, divisions, fractions, and decimals. The problem is that you're asking the wrong question, because what did you say? You want to know about what? Your mouthpiece, right?
Yeah.
But the bigger question should have been, the mouthpiece is attached to the man's mind. That's just one part of you. So you're looking at the mouthpiece because why do you want to learn your mouthpiece so much? What is the importance of having a mouthpiece? What is that supposed to do for you?
Just to be able to communicate with, you know, other people, like how I want to influence them.
You've also failed it. Shows that you're also hearing the information, because I teach you we don't communicate with the world first. That's where you're fucking up. You're communicating to everybody first. You must learn to communicate with yourself first. And nobody teaches that but us. You cannot do that. But even this young man says he wants a mouthpiece for women. You have failed as well. Because my mouthpiece has nothing to do with women. I don't know why y'all think it has something to do with women. Women have nothing to do with the game. But as soon as you made about women, you've already failed. Most hated. But do you see what I'm saying, caller? A lot of y'all guys don't understand how game works. You're so busy trying to get your mouthpiece going, you're not looking at the bigger picture. You don't even know how to communicate to yourself. How can you communicate to a woman, big dog?
So how do I communicate to myself?
But, well, becoming a student of the game, which you chose not to do. Okay, let me show you the communication with yourself. Communication is, okay, we've got to go to Hobby Lobby and get all the stuff Steve told me to get. I've got to glue this. I got to glue that. I got to put this here. I got to do this. See, you guys say I. See that? I have to do this. I have to do that. I have to read what I'm saying. Okay, now I understand what has to be said. Now I can go ahead and keep rehearsing it. And then after I rehearse it, then I can go out and say it. You see what I'm saying? Even with the puzzle pieces, which I know you don't have, I know you're just saying this shit, be saying this shit, but even with that, it's just the same thing. You're sitting here asking how can you do something, but you don't want to learn how to do what it is you need to do. You don't want you your mind state is so far outside of yourself that what I'm saying is just so simple. It's really complicated, brother.
Okay. I see what you're saying.
But there's no doctrine. I see what you're saying, but okay. You have this thing, and a lot of people do, and it's no knock on you, man. It's just y'all, a lot of y'all guys have, you know how long it takes to be a doctor, right? Like what, 10 to 14 years, right? Right?
Yeah, that's just your doctorates.
Right, exactly. So you think that you can just flip, this switch and get one word answer to be a doctor. In one word, you see what I'm saying? And that's the problem is you're not being a student of the game. You're not being a student. You're trying to rush something.
Yeah, I see what you're saying. And which you're right, I am like more trying to figure out if there's like a one word answer, like, you know, something so simple.
Right, that's how your mind. No, there's no knock on you, and I respect that. Yeah, but that's the problem. You're trying to figure. You can't figure out. Okay, I want you to think about this. You're actually what you're trying to figure out is like a virus or a poison. You're in the neighborhood of poor me, or theater number one of poor me, and you're trying to figure out. Why you're trying to figure out why you're figuring who the fuck you're doing. You're already self-sabotaging yourself because you're trying to understand why it is. I'm going to continue to do the same things over and over again. So that's why you're doing them all over again, because you're looking at all this negative stuff. Does that make any sense?
Now, can you get deeper into that?
Well, I will, but wait. I want to. While you're on, let's listen to my client real quick, because I want to play something, because I just want to show you what it's like when you're actually a student. Though, here we go. Listen to this. Now, hold on. Let's listen to this real quick. There. Stop right there. We ain't gonna see that. See what happens, caller, when you're listening to your boy. See, y'all think you understand? I'm a bad motherfucker. Do you hear the reaction of the woman who experienced the thing that I taught everybody on this motherfucker? Do you hear the experience? Do you hear her right there? Caller?
Yeah, I heard her laughing. Giggling.
Yeah, laughing. We ain't done. Let's play some more. Here we go. Hold on. Listen. Hold on. Stop. Right there. You see that? Selling the experience. You see that, caller? He's like, what was so great about sex with me? She said, you. See that? He wasn't selling a feeling or emotion. He was showing her why she should submit and kiss and take the knee. Let's keep playing. Here we go. Do you see that? You challenge me, but it's not a challenge. You see that? No. She's trying to figure him out. You see what I'm saying, caller?
Yeah, I see what you're saying.
A little bit more. Hold on. Here we go. All right, listen. Here we go. Listen. Listen. Hold on. Hold on. See what I keep telling you? Motherfuckers don't bring who they are, but they're always changing. This is all recognized. I'm almost done. 11 more seconds. Here we go. You see what I'm saying, caller? Does that make any sense to you?
Yeah, sorry. There's a little bit of delay.
Yeah. So, but do you see what I'm saying, though, my brother?
And on top of that, I broke my headset. So,
Yeah, but you see what I'm saying? So what I'm saying is that this is the game that no one teaches you about. See, I don't have, my students don't have to fucking run behind women. They run behind us. They want to be with us. Did he say anything romantic, out of the blue, or wild? He didn't say anything.
No, he didn't.
Questions. He's like, would you like, right, this, but look at her. She's all over the place with excitement. Why? Because he sold the experience versus the emotion. She got hooked on the experience, which triggered her emotion. She loved it. But here's the thing. There will never be another man in her life to do what he did. So for the rest of her life, she's fucked in October. And as long as he has her around, she is fucked. If she breaks up with him next October, she'll be thinking about him all October. That's how we do. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, I see what you're saying, but my thing is the reason behind me not celebrating any holidays, no matter, like, you know, even if it's something little, is because of its origin and what it's
okay,
based off
of. Okay, let me ask you a question.
And,
let me ask you a question. Let me ask you a question. Did I bring up origin, religion, or anything, or am I putting you in a position to have fun?
No.
The only time of the year that women get away with dressing like whores and sluts and get away with it. The only time of the year that they let their hair down and show you what they actually are. But you want to look at the ghouls and goblins and the witches and all that weak shit. And that's why you lose. Because you're looking at all this I do shit. I didn't say anything, but I don't give a fuck about what your beliefs and religious are. I'm just putting you in a position where women are at. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, I see what you're saying, but can I do that, you know, outside of any holidays? Can I just do that like a normal day?
This is why this isn't for you. You want to make the game predicated to you. What you want to do is you want the weather outside to switch. If it's cold, you want the sun to come closer. Oh, no, Mr. Sun, you're too close. Now it's too hot. Can you back up a little bit, please? Ah, that's perfectly. See, you want the world to work for you. And that's crazy as fuck. I mean, you work for the world. That's crazy as fuck. And Aaron and Dangerous, whoever they listen. And I'll say to both of y'all motherfuckers, whatever she is to you, you should be giving a fuck what she's about. So stop worrying about what the fuck she is to you and shut the fuck up and pay the fuck attention. Now, back to you. Do you say what I'm saying?
Yeah, I see what you're saying.
You want the world to bend its will to you. You want the weather to change for you. You want the animals to come up to you and hang out with you. That's why you lose. Because look at you.
Not necessarily.
Well, no, that's what you're saying. Well, is there any other day that I can do? See, that's why you lose, because you're trying to fit it in, dog. But like I said before, this ain't for you. See what I'm saying? This is why I say you. Just,
yeah, seriously. You can't
call rules and shots. I didn't say nothing about your religious beliefs. I'm putting you in a position where women are going to be. That's all I'm doing. And not only putting you in a position where women are going to be, but a position where women can see things about you, where you can sell an experience versus an emotion. I didn't say anything about Halloween, and I don't care about your religion or anything like that. That's all I do shit. I'm just trying to get you to do some shit that you've never even done before. All right. Well, all right. Let me go ahead and go, because I gotta reset the phone lines, because we got another hour to do. So I gotta reset the phone lines and I gotta answer some questions and stuff. Okay.
Yeah. All right, Steve. I'll catch you later. I'm playing this.
I respect, man. I respect. All right, guys. Thank you, brother. All right, we're gonna reset the lines, guys, for you.